Hello everybody, Paul Ducklin here from Sophos in Sydney, and it's time for another rapid monthly news roundup. I'm ready, hope you are, here we go. Paul Ducklin, Sophos, July 2010, 90 second news. The big story this month is the CP-Link shortcut vulnerability. Shortcuts are links to programs, and when a shortcut is displayed, Windows reads and uses the program's own icon for visual clarity. So far, so good. However, if the shortcut claims to be a link to a control panel applet, then Windows not only reads the icon, but also quietly runs the program for you. No clicking required. That's great news for USB virus writers, but not so good for the rest of us. This problem can be summed up in one word to the Microsoft patch team. Hurry! Still on the subject of patching, 6-year-old XP Service Pack 2 was finally retired in July. But a recent SoftChoice survey in North America found a whopping 45% of business PCs still on XP2, and 77% of organizations still had at least 10% use of XP2. Wowee, none of those XP2 PCs will be able to patch anymore. So if you're still on XP2 because of stuck-in-the-mud applications, then it's time to burn those apps. Their vendors clearly don't care about security. And finally, Facebook once again. This month's scams aren't about clickjacking, they're about PebCAC. The scams abuse major brands to persuade you to like and to share them up front before you even see what you're recommending. Come on, folks, you can't blame Facebook for that. What is it about the concept of recommend that you don't understand? And that's 90 seconds. Please visit our website, where you'll find news, research, opinion, and a whole range of informative videos. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay secure.